This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show and bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian tonight.
And Johnson.
So last night on the show, I had mentioned a story that we never got to, and then you, I think independently, not having heard last night's show, Johnson, you picked the same story for your show prep here tonight.
That is right.
And I'm worried about actually starting the show with this, just simply because It could cause them to call in, and when I say them, I'm talking about the flat earthers. There was a period of, I don't know, several weeks, a couple few months, where the flat earthers were calling, I don't know, not quite nonstop, but it seemed like every night for a short period of time there. Also, Will Coley joining us. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So,
very important issue, Ian.
No, it's not.
Letting people know that the Earth is not, in fact...
It's insane, is what it is. It's just... And the big question when the flat earthers were calling was, how many of them actually believe in the flat Earth versus how many of them are just straight-up trolling?
Right.
And, you know, it's hard to say, because some of them seemed like true believers. They seemed like they, you know, they had all kinds of research that they'd done into this, but that could just be a talented troll with, you know, nothing better to do with their free time. So, you know, again, at risk of actually having this show end up turning into nonstop flat earth callers, this story is just so ridiculous, it had to be talked about, and here it is from the Associated Press. The countdown to launch creeps closer, and there's still plenty for self-taught rocket scientist Mad Mike Hughes to do. Last-second modifications to his vessel, pick up his flight suit, leave enough food for his four cats, just in case anything happens. Hughes is a 61-year-old limo driver who spent the last few years building a steam-powered rocket out of salvage parts in his garage. And yes, there is a photograph of him standing next to this this rocket that says on the side of it, Research Flat Earth. And that has a...
The steam power ought to go real well.
Like the pre-Orville and the pre-Wright brothers... rockets and
right.
stuff that you see
yeah.
people trying to make.
Yeah, it is really like a flashback to that. And I do, of course, wonder if this thing's even going to make it over the fence. He's got it on some kind of a track that's set for launch. And also on the rocket ship, there's a website URL, which is a strange-sounding name, nanolubecorp.com.
All right, so who's starting the board for how far it makes before the rocket explodes?
Well, is it going to explode? It's steam-powered. I mean, I suppose it could.
Well, yeah, you have to be
anything
particularly...
sufficiently pressurized.
Well, yeah, well, there's shows that talk about back in the old days, the old steam engines would explode if they weren't tempered the right way and put together the right way. The steam housing on the inside would actually explode and kill people. You know, it's extremely hot water, which is a horrible, horrible burn.
He is, again, he spent the last few years building this thing in his garage. His project has thus far cost him $20,000, which includes Rust-Oleum paint to fancy it up, and a motorhome that he bought on Craigslist that he converted into a ramp. Seems like a strange way to acquire a ramp, buy a motorhome, and then convert that, but okay. His first test of the rocket will also be the launch date, which is Saturday. Wait a minute, this was printed. Okay, this
he hasn't tested it yet?
Yeah, no. apparently, he is going to strap into it for the test rather than, you know, send a monkey or, you know, a doll or something like that in his stead. He's going to...
Well, there is no such thing as science, according to him.
He's going for it. Oh yeah, we're gonna get into this.
I love it. It's steam powered rocket science.
Yeah. The launch date is Saturday, which this story came out yesterday, apparently. So they are talking about this coming Saturday, I believe, when he straps into the homemade contraption and attempts to hurtle over the ghost town of Amboy, California. He will travel about a mile at a speed of roughly 500 miles per hour, or at least so he believes. Quote, "If you're not scared to death, you're an idiot," he said. "It's scary as hell, but none of us are getting out of this world alive. I like to do extraordinary things that no one else can do."
He's pretty sure that he's going to die.
"And no one else in the history of mankind has designed, built, and launched himself in his own rocket."
Steam-powered rocket, nonetheless. Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that claim. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's not. You can find old reel-to-reel videos from the 30s, the 40s, the 60s even, of people trying to build their own rockets because they wanted to get like government contracts and stuff like that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just, you know, I don't buy the claim that he's the first person to ever do this.
He's probably the first one to do it with steam. Because everybody else had the common sense to know that you kind of need a combustion engine.
Well, the other thing is most people have the common sense not to put themselves
in the rocket.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, we had there was a point in time where it was the cool thing to go over Niagara Falls in a wooden barrel, okay?
That was a thing
for a while. I'm sure that you could probably find a list of people from New Hampshire who tried to go over the Niagara Falls.
How many people survived
in a barrel?
It?
See, that's just, and it was a thing. It was like a fad to almost kill yourself to kill yourself. So yeah, never ever underestimate the ability for stupid people to exist and to do really, really stupid things.
He says further, "I'm a walking reality show," unquote. The daredevil limo driver has been called a little bit of everything over his career. Eccentric, quirky, foolhardy. That doesn't bother him. He believes what he believes, including that the Earth is flat. He knows this thought is a conundrum, given that he's about to launch himself into the atmosphere. Down the road, he's intending to build a rocket that takes him to space, so he can snap a picture and see with his own eyes. Because he doesn't believe a single one of all of the other human beings who have launched into space and or launched flown a plane, or anyone who has flown high enough to see the curvature of the Earth, which is just about everybody who's ever flown a plane, from what I understand.
Didn't you hear Stanley Kubrick did the moon landing? That wasn't real.
Yeah, well, I bet he believes that, too. He probably is one of those as well.
You can see Garfield in the reflection of Buzz Aldrin's mask.
He actually says here, quote, "I don't believe in science. I know about aerodynamics and fluid dynamics and how things move through the air, about the certain size of rocket nozzles and thrust, but that's not science. That's just a formula. There's no difference There's no difference between science and science fiction." So, I mean, this guy is living in a crazy land.
Honestly, that last point is true. There really is no difference between science and science fiction.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because look at Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars and Star Trek, you know, in the 60s.
I'm still waiting for the teleporters.
Well, we may not have teleporters, but we do have telecoms.
That's
true. We have comlinks.
That's true.
You know, and Dick Tracy, that was totally science fiction, being able to talk to a video in your watch.
Even made a tricorder app for the phone. For Star Trek geeks, it measures like different things.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I have
but
to
none
have
of
one.
The things you're discussing are science. That's all technology.
Which technology comes from science?
Right, but they're not the same thing. That's like saying religion comes from writing. It's not necessarily the same thing. Writing is a very different thing than religion. You can have all sorts of books from writing.
Well,
you can have articles and blogs and websites from writing. It doesn't mean that they're all religion. So science is very, very different from technology.
Sure. Well, also, science is different from formulas. What he says here, it's not science that's a formula, but you have to go through a scientific process in order to determine formulas, right?
Right,
like
exactly.
You have to come up with a theory, and you have to test
Most
the theory.
Most people don't really understand what science is. It's a way of testing the world to find out truths.
How it works.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll continue, because there's more about the maniac who's going to launch himself in a 20,000...
He's going to learn science for one moment of his life.
To say the least.
Yeah. Well, he'll learn about failure, certainly.
He's going to learn testing a hypothesis.
There's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so feel free to Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to build a better financial system for everyone, you really ought to check out Dash. It is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and they're expected to get lower pretty soon. Transactions are fast and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. In fact, it's been at record highs in recent weeks. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, we'll talk more about the man who's been building a rocket in his garage. He's now ready, he says, for its first test launch, in which he is going to include himself, apparently. And it's apparently a $20,000 steam-powered rocket that he made out of salvage parts. We'll tell you more about his plot here in moments. But first, we've got Stefan on the line in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
I have to admit, when you first were talking about this story, I didn't believe you until I actually looked at it. And I'm starting to wonder if this is the guy Trump was talking about when he said Rocket Man.
I don't know if I remember Trump talk. I don't pay attention to Trump, so what's that about?
The Kim Jong-un thing where he was calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's cute.
I couldn't help but get a flashback. Did you guys ever, this happened way back in the 80s, there was a guy named Larry Walters. A lot of people call him Lawn Chair Larry. He attached a bunch of these weather balloons to a lawn chair and just, like, flew over L.A. in it.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I remember that.
What happened to that dude?
He ended up committing suicide years later, but he actually managed to get down by taking a pellet gun and shooting all these balloons and slowly descending.
Amazing.
Very different from the balloon boy who was, drifting around for a while or whatever, and that turned out to be some sort of a hoax. It wasn't actually...
I've got to say, this is quite some dedication to see if the Earth is flat. The man doesn't buy a drone. He doesn't go in a moderately high building. He just decides he's going to make a steam-powered rocket.
That's the level of crazy. I mean, that's the level of crazy we're talking about when it comes to somebody who doesn't believe that the Earth is a sphere. I mean, despite all the evidence that has been presented over decades, there's a bunch of people out there that subscribe to this flat Earth claptrap.
And it makes no sense. I mean, a steam-powered rocket, that literally makes zero sense to me. Does he honestly think he's going to get very high in it?
He seems to think he's going to go up 500 feet.
I think he was pretty high when he came up with the idea.
and then we get back
500 miles an hour. I apologize. He thinks he's going to travel a mile, so 5,000 something feet.
Where's the story say he lives?
He lives somewhere in California, according to him. Amboy, California.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
He stumbled into that park that the hallucinogenic mushrooms grow wild and came up with this really stupid idea. It's all I can think of.
Well, what I'm wondering is it even legal to get one of these things off the ground? I know you have to register a drone with the FAA if you even want to fly one of those, but you can somehow build this steam-powered rocket in your backyard and nobody is going to bat an eye?
Well, now that he's gotten all this publicity, that may change, right? Because a lot of time, bureaucracy doesn't know what you're doing in your backyard until the newspaper comes and does a large front-page report about it, and then all of a sudden, bureaucrats get interested in coming and bugging you and regulating you and demanding licenses and things like that.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, in California, Evel Knievel did a rocket shoot thing where he launched himself up. Tried to shoot himself over a canyon or something with, like, a parachute attached to
it. That was the Grand
rocket.
Canyon.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, and I don't think he got any permits for any of that stuff. So.
Well, that's in Arizona.
And Evel Knievel would have been in the 70s and 80s, right?
True, when you didn't need permission slips from government quite so often as you do now.
So, Stefan, any other comments you want to share? Go ahead.
Sure. I'm going to, first of all, I want to know you guys' predictions. Let me first give mine. I think it's going to end up like that stunt Johnny Knoxville did when he was on the rocket going over the river, and it just ends up falling right back down.
Yeah, I suspect if it makes it off its tracks, because he's got a mobile home or something that he's converted into a ramp, if it makes it off the ramp and over the fence or whatever, I'll be pretty surprised.
I predict third-degree burns.
And lots of them.
That's what
wow.
I predict.
I hope there's video of this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. If it goes kaboom, I don't want to see the video.
Hey, Stefan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Johnson, your prediction for the rocket?
I predict that he will win the Darwin Award for this year.
Which means he'll die. Year. You're predicting his doom on Saturday. I hope that somebody, maybe I should make a note and like put on my calendar to follow up on this story, because a lot of times we'll report on something and then just completely forget about it unless somebody else brings it up or it happens to come across our attention again. A little bit more here from the Associated Press about this guy. Apparently, this is the second time he's constructed and launched a rocket. He jumped on a private property in Winkelman, Arizona on January 30th, 2014 and traveled 1,374 feet. He collapsed after that landing. The G-forces taking a toll and needed 3 days to recover. That distance, though, would have been enough to clear the Snake River Canyon, which is a jump daredevil Evel Knievel made famous when he failed to clear it during his attempt in 1974. Stuntman Eddie Braun did successfully zoom over the canyon using Knievel's original blueprints in September of 2016. Just don't mention Knievel around Hughes. He's not a fan. Hughes, former motorcycle racer, says, quote, "He was an average stunt guy. He stole his look from Elvis," unquote. So this guy's got a vendetta. He really doesn't like Evel Knievel, who is arguably probably the person who's closest to what he's doing here. Hughes constructed his latest rocket at the Rocket Ranch in Apple Valley, California. It's a 5-acre property he leases from Waldo Stakes, the CEO of Land Speed Research Vehicles, who's currently working on a project to make a car travel at 2,000 miles an hour. Their relationship formed a few years ago when Hughes approached Mr. Stakes about building a rocket. Stakes receives plenty of these sorts of requests, but this one stood out because Hughes was building it himself. Stakes says, quote, "Nothing is out of reach. Anything can be done. You just have to put enough money, time, and thought into it," unquote. Here's the thing. Hughes doesn't make all that much money. $15 an hour as a limo driver plus tips. That's why he scrounged for parts, finding the aluminum for his rocket in metal shops, and constructing the rocket nozzle out of an aircraft air filter. He gave it a good varnish of cheap paint, and his launch pad is attached to a motorhome that he bought for $1,500.
Like I said, third degree burns.
Now, it's interesting here that he's actually done something like this before. So, if he has actually successfully launched a rocket 1,500 feet, the question is, and it said here he was in it, right? So, he put himself in a rocket previously. Was it also a steam-powered rocket? That it doesn't say. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. More about the Rocket Man here, who's planning on launching this Saturday. Trying to prove that the Earth is flat, he says.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so feel free to Skype in to join us there. And, of course, you can talk about anything you want. But let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more, and you can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's coupon code FTL to receive 10% off of your order. And by the way, they do take Bitcoin. So go to SimplifyMySupplements.com. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's SimplifyMySupplements.com with code FTL for that 10% off. Joining you in the studio here, you've got me, Ian,
Will,
and Johnson.
We're talking about the man who's planning to launch a rocket this Saturday. He's going to launch a $20,000 rocket that he's been building out of spare parts and on a budget, because he's a 61-year-old limo driver who, according to the Associated Press, makes about $15 an hour. However, and this is a surprise to me, he apparently jumped
Says here he jumped on a private property. I think that means he shot a rocket jump kind of thing. Went 1,374 feet and then collapsed after landing. He's saying the G-forces were taking a toll on him and needed 3 days to recover. He then hooked up with the Rocket Ranch in Apple Valley, California, which he leases from a man who is apparently working on super-fast cars, Waldo Stakes. Stakes is encouraging towards the 61-year-old daredevil. He says that nothing's out of reach. Anything can be done. You just have to put enough money, time, and thought into it. He says, I want to, this is Hughes, this is the 61-year-old who's going to make the jump. He says, I want to inspire others, and you have to do something incredible to get anybody's attention. Unquote. The location of the jump will be Amboy, a ghost town in the Mojave Desert and along historic Route 66. The fictional town of Radiator Springs in the Disney movie Cars was loosely based on Amboy. Hughes got permission from the town's owner, Albert Acura, who purchased the rights to Amboy in 2005 for $435,000. The launch will take place on an airstrip next to a dilapidated hangar.
That's a private town. That's awesome.
I think I remember hearing about this awesome. Town when it was for sale a while back. It doesn't sound like he's done much with it thus far. Quote, it's absolutely the most wacky promotional proposal I've had since I purchased the entire town in 2005, said Okura, who's the founder of the Juan Pollo restaurant chain. He says he's a true daredevil, and I want to be part of it.
Till he gets sued by his family after he blows himself up.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have any standing for that. This dude is obviously making a consensual choice. He's under contract here. He's going to sign away his rights.
Remember, they allow people to sue gun companies because someone got shot.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, anybody can come up with a reason to sue you for any reason.
On the morning of the launch, which again is expected to be this Saturday, Hughes will heat about 70 gallons of water in a stainless steel tank and then blast off between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He plans to go about a mile, reaching an altitude of about 1,800 feet, before pulling two parachutes. They're discouraging fans, safety issues, but it will be televised on his YouTube channel. Let's see here, what is that called? Oh, he's got a website. So the YouTube, they took the YouTube channel text here and they linked it. They actually didn't link it directly to YouTube. MadMikeHughes.com is his website. MadMikeHughes.com.
Guinness World Record Daredevil.
He said he's been in contact with the Federal Aviation Administration and the Bureau of Land Management. Following his jump, he said he's going to announce his plans, presuming he lives through this, to leap into the race for governor of California. No joke, says the article. His future plans include an excursion into space. He and Mr. Stakes have already brainstormed on a Raccoon, which is a rocket that, rather than being immediately ignited while on the ground, is carried into the atmosphere by a gas-filled balloon, then separated from the balloon and lit. The rocket, he believes, will then take Hughes 68 miles up. First things first, the jump over the ghost town. He'll be tinkering with his rocket right up to takeoff. Hughes said finally, quote, a guy who builds his own rocket in his garage about to jump a mile is pretty cool. It's the most interesting human interest story in the world, he says.
I like all the sponsors on the site. He's got a bunch of sort of random, I think they're probably local sponsors like Juan Pollo or Juan Pollo.
Juan Pollo.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a chain.
They said the guy that owns the town.
Yeah, the guy that owns
Juan Pollo. So of course he's a sponsor.
Oh, nice.
Well, I'm fascinated by this. Now here it says. Well, now wait a minute. So Rocket Launch Amboy Ghost Town here on his website says not open to viewing public, will be available on the internet PPV, pay per view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you do that with YouTube?
Yeah.
Is that like a YouTube Red feature or something like that? I didn't know that.
Well, you've got to pay to watch certain movies and television shows on YouTube, so I don't see why you wouldn't be able to create a paid created content.
Yeah, I'm not saying it would be impossible for that to happen. I've just never seen that before. I mean, I've seen the movies that you're talking about, but a live action, you know, live stream that you have to pay to access. I mean, it's something they can do, certainly.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of that being done previously. So anyway, there you go. That's what Mad Mike Hughes is planning to do here. It says here he's the most innovative man in NASCAR history.
So, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got Willie.
I mean,
Willie.
The site is set up very much like NASCAR with all the sponsors and whatnot, right? So, at least he's got that, you know, he's learned that little trick.
Willie is on the line in Bullhead City listening to K-Talks. Hello, Willie. Willie in Bullhead City. Going once.
Hello.
Hey, we got
hello,
you.
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Just a couple things. Hope this guy has a will.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to get in line before you do this.
I would get I'd get all my particulars tidied up.
And I don't think all my property to my four cats.
Yeah, I agree with you, Willie. That would be a sensible, sane thing to do, but this man is obviously not either of those things. So I think he truly believes he's going to walk away from this.
Months ago when I heard you guys talking about these flat earthers, it was just amazing. And then I finally came across one and talked to him for half an hour. And I was as calm as I could be, and he was as irrational and, oh, my God, stupid as I've ever seen a human being be.
My God, how did you subject yourself to one of them for an entire half hour?
I tried. I tried logic and reasoning and for naught. You know, and it was a waste of breath.
Some of us just have more patience than others.
Where'd you meet him? At a local, watering hole, a crazy farm, or like what?
No. I was at Salvation Army, and I heard him talking to somebody about him being flat, and I just waited until he left the store, and I went outside and I asked him about it, and he told me all the facts that he knew to be true, and it was an incredible lesson. I mean, this guy, he was stupid, and he was happy to be stupid.
Yeah, that's right.
It was mind-boggling. I don't understand where these people, and like you said, there's a lot of them. I thought it was just a couple of nuts.
No. Oh, I don't know how many of them there are, but yeah, the fact that you can find one in real life is disturbing rather than just them being somewhere hiding on the internet. Hey, Willie, thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And if you find one in person, then does that make it more likely that they're for real as opposed to, let's just say, an internet troll? Like, they actually believe this stuff, that the world is flat. More coming up. Free time.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. We've also got a web forum. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. We've had a bunch of people sign up over the last week or so. Ever since our Bitcoin Cash giveaway, which is still active, there are a few more opportunities for people to get some free Bitcoin Cash on the Bitcoin Cash giveaway thread, which you'll find on forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. So go there, get signed up, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts of the show. I believe, Johnson, you are on that forum, as I am as well. So go check that out, forum.freetalklive.com. So if you want to talk about the guy building the rocket and his purported launch that's going to happen this Saturday, you're certainly welcome to comment on that. But we've also got other things that you might find interesting, including net neutrality. It's back in the news. They're talking about rolling it back. I don't know if the FCC has voted on this one yet. Johnson, have you heard anything about the status of the vote on net neutrality?
I don't know the exact status. I just know that the FCC is, you know, they're planning on moving forward with this.
Yeah, there's a 3-2 Republican vote on the FCC board right now. Mm-hmm. So as long as all three of the Republicans agree, net neutrality is going to get likely wiped out.
Right.
And should we be happy about that?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm kind of the mindset that yes, because I don't think that it's acceptable to put more regulations in place because the government's wrong in other places. So,
right.
You know, I definitely believe in the, you know, take the liberty stance all the time. You know, not just some of the time, because, oh, there are regulations over here, so therefore we need to, you know, have more regulations to make sure that the government doles out freedom.
Well, the argument places. The argument that you're giving there, this is the standard argument for net neutrality that you'll hear from a libertarian, right? So a libertarian who supports net neutrality will say, oh, well, the government regulates internet service providers. So we only have a couple of different options for internet service providers, and so because of the regulated marketplace, we need to make sure that those internet service providers are playing fair.
Right.
And so that's
which is the excuse for, like, every law in existence.
Is that there are other regulations.
Yeah, is eventually it comes down to that. Like, oh, well, we need this protection in this place. The government has to protect us. I just don't buy it. I don't like it.
Well, here they want you to believe that without net neutrality, so-called protections, that internet providers will throttle your bandwidth, will prevent you from visiting websites at a decent speed, mm-hmm. that they'll only send you to websites that are paying them at a decent speed, meaning that if Netflix wants good service from Comcast, then they would have to pay Comcast, and then Comcast will give Netflix priority, you know, packet service, but then any other competitor to them would be purposefully slowed down. That's the theory, at least. And certainly the net neutrality advocates, they have, you know, what they claim to be evidence of some companies doing things like that. So given that they have, and let's go, for the sake of argument, say that their evidence is incontrovertible, that, yes, there have been some internet service providers who have throttled certain people's internet connections or certain companies' ability to deliver their product over the internet. Let's say that that's true. Is that enough of a justification for the government to come in and mandate that all packets must be treated equally, which is what the basic concept, as I understand it, of net neutrality is?
Well, I think part of the problem is the complete selling out of media in general, so that if something like that happens, more than likely that company owns a third of the news, quote-unquote news information, news stations that exist. So now that just doesn't get reported. People don't find out about it. So the market can't work the way that it's supposed to, where the public finds out because whistleblowers tell the public, and the public says, oh, I don't want to do business with you. I mean, you saw how many banks went out of business when it finally got out that people like Wachovia were stacking. And they were basically robbing their customers. Mm. Okay, those banks went out of business and credit unions thrived. Why? Because it finally got out to the public that that was happening. And I think if that kind of thing were to happen with these media companies where you were able to show, look, John Q. Public, with your internet business or your home company or whatever it is, your provider is screwing you. And this is how he's doing it. Those people will take their business somewhere else.
So, well, I mean, Wachovia didn't actually really go out of business. It was just purchased by Wells Fargo. I mean, these banks
don't. And now there's
a
new scandal with Wells Fargo,
right?
Yeah,
of course. I mean, people just keep their jobs and get bought out by other, you know, like, they get swallowed by bigger and bigger corporations, is essentially what's happening with a lot of those businesses. So I don't necessarily know, you know, like, I don't know.
Well, I know the credit unions did thrive, and you saw tons and tons mm-hmm. of people leave their banking institutions.
That is true.
And go to banks. Like, I only have one account with a real bank, and the only reason is because that way I can bank in Canada and America, and it's the only way I can do that.
There's a state representative here. We'll get into the story here about what people are saying about the repeal of net neutrality. But there's a state representative here in New Hampshire. He's actually based in the Keene area. He's one of the three state reps who earlier this year flipped from a major political party, like the Republicans or Democrats, in his case Democrat. He flipped to Libertarian. His name's Joseph Stalkop. And he's pretty new to the ideas of liberty, but I really like the way he communicates as somebody who's coming from the left, how he communicates to people of like, look, you want the government to do certain things, right? Sure, there's people who want that, who think that the government is the best way to help the poor, or think that the government is the best way to make sure internet access is fast, or whatever. You fill in the blank, whatever it is you think the government can do well. And while libertarians usually would argue, well, government's no good at blah, 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 and, you know, we can give reasons why the government is generally terrible at everything that it tries to do, his argument is, whenever you leave it to political means, there's always that chance that whatever you've created, let's say you get your perfect program, in this case, net neutrality. Mm-hmm. You've got your net neutrality, folks. Looky here, the government's coming in with the FCC, and they're going to tell all those media companies, and they're going to tell those internet backbone providers and those internet service providers, you better shape up and allow all packets to pass on an equal basis. Then, 3 years later, it's all gone because some other political group gets in and repeals the entire thing. So everything right. you worked for, all the petitioning, all the process, all the fundraising, all of it wiped completely off the table after you thought you had a victory. just years later, just less than, what, 2 years? How long was it since net neutrality went in? 2015?
Right.
Something like that? It's gone. Or it's going to be gone here as soon as, you know, the FCC has its meeting. And so he kind of makes the argument that, look, if you want something done, you need to do it on your own. You need to, you know, come up with a way to feed the hungry. Come up with a way to help old people get, you know, hospital care or whatever it is.
That you think and then the government will come in and destroy that.
Well, I heard a story somewhere about New Hampshire creating their own network.
There's a government-funded fiber network in New Hampshire. It's called New Hampshire Fast Roads. So that already exists. It's limited in its rollout. Like, it's only in certain places in the state. And getting fiber actually extended out to your location, even if you're somewhat near it, is, I would say, prohibitively expensive for the average person. I think, what did they quote, like $17,000 was one of the quotes for them to run the fiber down the street here to actually come to the studio with fiber. So
wow.
Yeah. So it's not within the means of the average internet user, that much is for sure. So where's the thrust of this story coming from, Johnson, and where is the source?
It is from the increasingly and scarily liberal now Vice, and
they weren't already.
I don't think that they were. I thought they had. They were. Their reporting used to be a lot more neutral, and now it's starting to get very, you know, red and black throwing.
You think it's because of Trump?
Windows kind of thing. Yeah, probably.
Did it change after Trump?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to pander to their base.
Probably. Maybe that there's a little bit of that too. I don't know. The story reads, the Federal Communications Commission will announce a full repeal of net neutrality protections on Wednesday, according to the New York Times and several other media outlets. It is possible that a committee of telecom industry plutocrats who have, from the outset, made it their mission to roll back regulations on the industry will bow to public pressure before Wednesday, but let's not count on it. It is time to take.
It's going to get rolled back.
Yeah. It is time to take action. And that doesn't mean signing an online petition, uploading a Reddit post, or calling your member of Congress.
Really? All right.
That's not what it means.
We'll find out what that means coming up here in moments. Hour number two is on the way, where you can join us. Your comments on net neutrality. Are you excited for its repeal? Because, again, we know they're going to repeal net neutrality, maybe, but they're not going to also all of a sudden open up the marketplace to anybody that wants to compete with the big players. So we're not going to have a free market in internet.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.